Good morning. So here are a few shailas that come up fairly often. The lights on in the baby's room, can we ask our four-year-old daughter to turn off the light? Or young child has a pretty bad rash, and they could really benefit from a warm bath. Can we have either their sibling turn on the bath for them? Can they turn on the bath for themselves? Or we forgot to turn off the light in the fridge. Shoshi, can you turn off the light in the fridge? Or you're in a place where there's no Eruv, or the Eruv is down, and we'll assume it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, it's a Carmelis, so it's a question of caring Midirabanan, and I really want to have my reading glasses with me in Shul, and my four-year-old's coming with me, can I just have them carry my reading glasses for me? Or the classic case where you really would want the light on or off. So you take your 1.5-year-old who loves playing with things and just I'll hold him right next to the switch and hopefully he'll do what he needs to do. So these are all shailas that come up fairly often. There are really three different tiers, it seems like from the halacha, of obligations that adults have regarding children. And we'll see that one of the sources was in the beginning of this week's parsha. But we'll start from the most sophisticated chiyuv, which is when a child is hegiyah lechinuch. When a child gets to the age where they can now learn and appreciate, they could be informed of how to do a mitzvah. So at that point, the parents have the obligation to teach their children how to do mitzvos. That's hegiyah lechinuch. What is that age? So it's clear all throughout the different mishnayos, it depends on what the mitzvah is. Every mitzvah has its own unique age. When a child's old enough to know how to put on the talis, at that point, he's hegiyah lechinuch in the mitzvah tzitzis. When a child's old enough to be able to sit in the sukkah without needing his mommy, he could be there independently. He's now old enough, right? He's hegiyah lechinuch for the mitzvah of sukkah. Generally speaking, the assumption in the poskim is usually around 7 for many mitzvos. But as the poskim tell us, hakol lefi chorpe, it all depends on the level of development and maturity of the child. So some, when they're 5.5, they could be very on the ball and get everything. They could be a gil lechinuch. And you could have a child who's 7.5 and they're just not quite there. So hakol lefi chorpe. That's hegiyah lechinuch. That age is when the parents have an obligation to be mechanich them in how to do mitzvos. So generally that means how to be mekayim a positive mitzvah, how to put on tzitzis, how to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. At a younger age though, where they might not be hegiyah lechinuch yet, but they're doing something that's officially aser. So even at a younger age, if they're a bar havana means they're not old enough to be educated in how to do mitzvos, but they're old enough to understand that we don't do this, we don't eat that. So at that earlier stage, which the poskim estimate is probably around 4-ish, again, hakol lefi chorpe, at that earlier stage, the parents would be obligated to tell them, oh, we don't do that on Shabbos. We don't eat that. That's to be mafrish min ha'iser. Okay, let's say the kid, though, is not hegiyah lechinuch, they're not 7-ish, and they're not even a bar havana. So if they're doing something that's officially usur, there's no inyan whatsoever to tell them, please stop doing that. The kid's 2.5 years old and he's coloring on Shabbos. There's no inyan to say, David, we don't color on Shabbos. He's not going to get it. Nonetheless, there is something called Sfinan Le'bi Adayim, which is to feed Isser to a child even if the child is a year old, is usser. You can't feed isser. So the classic case of feeding isser is taking something treif and putting it into the child's mouth. However, it's clear from the poskim that feeding isser is not limited to actually giving food that's problematic, but it's instructing a child to do something that's officially usser. So theoretically, if you were to tell the 2.5-year-old, turn on the light, assuming it's Shabbos, so that would be a problem, because he's not hagi l'chinuch. I can't teach him how to do mitzvos yet. He's not a bar havana. So if he was turning on the light by himself, I wouldn't have to say anything. But to instruct him to do so, that would be a violation of Svinan Le Biadayim. I'm feeding him Isser by instructing him to do something that's officially problematic. Those are the three levels. There are a few different Gemaras that discuss these issues. Probably the most famous fundamental Gemara is the Gemara in Yevamos, in the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, through Kuf Yud Dalet. Let's take a look together. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Irchasulei, Mavticha Debei Midrashra, Breshus HaRabim B'Shabso. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, this is before they had the tracking devices for keys. He lost the keys of the base medrash in the Reshus HaRabim. So the shul was locked, but they had no way to get in. And he knows they're somewhere in the street. Problem is, you can't go back and pick them up and carry them. Also, the Kai made the Rebbe Pados. So he came to Rebbe Pados to ask the question, do you have any suggestions? Amar lei, zil debar tlei v'talya, v'litailu hosam. Rebbe Pados said to Rebbe Yitzchak, get a few girls and boys, little girls and boys together, and go for a walk around there, right? Take them out, let them have some fun. Di mishkochi luhu, maisi luhu. And then if they find them, right, they see something shiny and fancy, keys to the base medrash, they may or may not know what they are, but they're going to pick them up and they're going to bring them. That was the suggestion of Reb Pados. So here in this Gemara, we have the question of whether or not katan ochel mevelis based in mitzuvin lahafrisho, which is if a small child is eating treif, is based in is lav dafka based in, but is any yid who's seeing this little boy or girl eating treif, do they have an obligation to be mafrish them from Isser, to pull that treif away from them? So from this suggestion of Reb Pados, it sounds like he's of the opinion that katan ochel mevelis ain't based in mitzuvin lahafrisho. What's the raya? Because if he felt that if a child's doing something that's usur, you have to stop them, obviously this would not be a very good eitza. Lema misayele. And let us bring a raya to this opinion that if you see a small child under the age of a bar havana doing something that's usur, you don't have to do anything. You can let them do it. We have a braisa that says, Lo yomer adam latinuk haveli mafteach, haveli chosam. You're not allowed to say to a child, bring me that key. Right? You can't instruct them to do hotzah on Shabbos. Ela manicho tolesh, manicho zorek. But you can let them do their thing, and if they happen to be uprooting produce from its growth, you can let them do it. If they're throwing something from the Reshus HaRabim to the Reshus HaYochid or vice versa, you can let them throw it. So it would seem that this braisa is a proof that katan ochel mevelis ain't based in mechuyev lahafrisho. You could allow children to do things even though those things are officially osir. So Amar Abaye said, I'm not sure that's a valid proof because tolesh ba'otzis she'eno nakuv. It could be when the braisa said that you should allow them to detach produce, that's talking about, you know, tearing out flowers or plants from a pot. And if it's in a pot, it's not really considered kotzer. It's not considered harvesting from its source of growth. And zorek, and maybe the only case where the braisa says you're allowed to let them throw things back and forth, that's only bekarmelis derabanan. Maybe it's only in a rabbinic case of hotzah, but not in a shaila v'deraisa. So it sounds like from the Gemara we're willing to entertain that katan ochel mevelis, if a child's doing something that's osur midirabanan, maybe there everyone agrees you're allowed to let them do whatever they're doing. And the machlokus is, but if a child's doing something that's officially asur min haTorah, do you have to step in and intervene, or can you allow them to keep on going? Okay, good question. So the assumption is that even if he's not hagi l'chinuch, but he's a bar havana, right? Let's say he's around 4 or 5 years old, and he would understand if you were to tell him, you know, Jews don't eat bacon, or we don't do this on Shabbos, then you'd have to say something. So this is l'chor referring to a child even younger than the age of a bar havana. Toshma, now the Gemara says, I want to bring you a proof in the opposite direction. Goy sheba l'chabos. Let's say one's house is on fire. We just had actually Rav Vosner, right, who was here with us. He always comes a couple days, once a year. Is he the nephew or the grandson of Rav Shmuel Vosner? Grandson? Yeah, I think grandson. Okay. So he has so many incredible stories about his grandfather, Rav Shmuel Vosner. One story he told me when we first met is that when his grandfather moved to Eretz Yisrael, he had nothing. They came in total poverty. And the first Shabbos that they were there, they had their few belongings in their new home, which was obviously small, and they didn't have much to begin with. Someone runs into shul Friday night after Shabbos already started, and he goes over to Rav Vosner and says, your house is on fire, it's a massive fire. So Rav Vosner looks up from the siddur and he says, Shailuf Bikuch Nefesh, right? Any concern for human life? And he said, no. So, okay. And he went back to davening. Lost everything, but what am I supposed to do? There's no Bikuch Nefesh in Shabbos. Leave me alone. Anyway, so let's say one's house is on fire. So, Goy Sheba L'chabos, Ein Omrim Lo Kabei, V'al Techabe. If a non-Jew comes by and he's a good neighbor and he wants to extinguish the fire, you can't tell him, please put out the fire. However, you also don't have to tell him, you should know it's our Sabbath today, I'd rather you not extinguish the fire. You don't have to say that either, because She'ein Shvizo also Aleihem, his Shvisa is not upon me. I'm not obligated in the non-Jew refraining from Malacha. I can't tell him to do Malacha for me, but if he's doing it, Kol HaKavod. Katan haba lechabos. However, if a child comes to extinguish the fire, omrim lo al techabe. Then you have to stop him. You have to say, no, you can't do that on Shabbos. Because shvisaso aleihem. Because their shvisa, their yidin, I'm responsible for their refraining from malacha. So Amrav Yochanan ba'osal das aviv. So that would be a raya lechora. That would seem to be a proof that when a child's doing malacha, katan ochel nevelus, then based in mitzuvin lahafrisho, then you would have to stop them. So to that, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not a proof, because ba'osel das aviv. He's not just doing it because it's fun to put out a fire. He's doing it for his father, right? He's doing it for his parents. He knows that the house burning down is not something that they would want to happen. So he's being a good boy. He wants to put it at the fire to help his father. That, lemaisa, no one would say is mutter, because he's doing it for his parents. We have a pasuk, latasa malacha ato vincha. That not only is there an issa for me to do malacha on Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to have my child do malacha for me. So even if I don't instruct him to do malacha, but I know you're doing this malacha not for yourself, but for us, for your parents, so then according to many Rishonim, it's an Isser D'Raisa. I can't have you do that, because that's part of my Shmira Shabbos, is to make sure that my children are not doing malacha on my behalf. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't prove from there that based in Mechuyev L'Hafrisho, because a child's doing it for his father. What was the case of bringing the kids out to get the keys? So the Rishonim explained, the case over there was, they're not going to pick it up realizing, oh, these are the keys to the Beis Medrash, and I'm sure all the adults would want them, so we're going to pick it up on their behalf. That would be problematic. The whole eitzah of Reb Padas was, they're going to see these shiny, cool things, they're going to pick it up and bring it, and once they bring it within the Eruv, then Baruch Hashem, we could use it. Okay, so we see here a couple of very foundational ideas. First of all, there is a machlokus in the Gemara when you see a child even less than the age of a Bar Havana doing something that's aser. Do you have to stop them? The Gemara itself is not 100% clear how it concludes. This happens to be a machlokus rishonim, but we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Mem Gimel, that ain based in Mitzuvin Lahafrisho, you see a little two-year-old boy picking up a roach and looking at it, right, and making sure no one sees before they intervene and grab it. Always a funny thing, right? The kid picks up the grossest thing in the world, and he's like feeling this incredible sense of sipuk nefesh that no one saw me, and I could just put it in my mouth. But if you happen to see him as he's doing that, you don't have to stop him. It's treif, no problem. Now, you still might want to stop him for what reason? It's gross. Good. Okay. Not any more gross than processed food. Nice. Parents are letting him eat chips. It's probably, this is at least natural. There's this timtum aleiv, right? There's a whole other aspect here that eating something, ingesting something that's treif does have an impact on the neshama. So it's still kedai to stop him, but you're not mechuyev to do so. That's the conclusion of the Rishonim. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Okay, so that means if you're a 2 or 3 year old child's doing something that's aser on Shabbos, eating treif, any other example, as long as they're not doing it for me, I don't have to intervene. If they're doing it on my behalf, they're doing melacha on Shabbos for their father, so then you have to step in and say, please don't do that. Oh, so it's not for the chinuch of the child, because we're talking about a situation where the child is not hegil l'chinuch. It's really included in my observance of Shabbos. I can't have my children, I can't have my animals, I can't have my avadim do things for me. I'm mitzuva on their shvisa. Okay. Let's do a couple lines together of the Shulchan Aruch and a couple Mishnah Berurahs.
That example is only for the 2 to 3 year old. Five
would be different. So once they're the age of a Bar Havana, so then you would have to step in, because now they're old enough for that level of chinuch to be able to tell them, we don't do this. That much they get. They're not old enough for positive mitzvahs yet.
And we're always thinking long term. If you tell your 5-year-old, don't do that, he's just going to be resentful or annoyed, then we wouldn't, right? We'd say all according to the kid also about that.
Hakol lefi chorpei, and a lot is based on context. Yes, the goal of being mechanech a child is not as much in the present moment. I want to make sure no matter what, he doesn't take out that crayon and color, right? But rather, the goal is long-term, yes. So sometimes the best form of chinuch is halomus ayin, pretending not to see. But says the Mechaber, Shin Mem Gimel, Katan ochel mevelus ein based in mitzuvin lahafrisho. If a child is eating treif, other people are not obligated to be mafreshim from that treif. However, avol aviv mitzuva ligur bo lahafrisho. The father, though, should step in. He's mechuyev to be mafreshim. The Mishnah Berurah points out, assuming that he's a bar havana. If he's of the age of 4 or 5, he understands that conceptually, I know when it's Shabbos, and then I also understand that some form of writing or coloring is usher on Shabbos, then you have to tell them. Below that, you're not chayav to do so. Continues the Mechaber, ulachilo biyadayim, but to feed them iser biyadayim directly, usher afilu devarim shasurim midivrei sofrim. It's usher to actually feed a child iser, even if it's only usher midirabanan. This shaila comes up often when you have a yid who's a nurse in a hospital setting, and part of your job is to help feed patients that can't feed themselves. So if the patient's Jewish and you're feeding treif, that gets complex. Okay? Fine. Let's do a few lines of the Mishnah Berurah here, back on page 2. So the very top Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Aleph. Nevelos huadin shari surim. This is true regarding any iser the child's doing. V'chein chilul Shabbos im osa ledas atzmo. And so too with chilul Shabbos, the child's doing melacha for himself. So then we'd say, you're not mechuyev to step in and stop him from doing that melacha. Aval im osa bishvil godol. However, like we saw, that if he's doing it for an adult, then you would have to intervene. Now, the Rishonim do make a distinction. If he's doing it for his father or mother, that's probably deraisa, because my child is included in my chiyuv shviso. If he's doing it for another adult, who are not his guardians, there it seems like we paskin, there's still a chiyuv derabanan to step in and make sure the child does not continue doing malacha for me. Oh, good question. That's a good question. The Pasha Pshat is yes. Right, like in the case where they brought the kids to get the keys. So because in that scenario, their assumption was they weren't bringing the keys for the adults, they were just picking it up for themselves. Once they did that malacha, you'd be able to benefit from that malacha as well. That's what it sounds like. Now the Maisa, take a look here in Sifkat and Gimel. This is about 7 lines in the Sifkat and Gimel. The very last word on the line is Uposhet. Everyone have that? I'm not getting a resounding yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Uposhet. De'im shama libino bito akitanim shehe medabrim lashon hara. So here's an application. If a parent hears his child speaking Lashon Hara, mitzvah ligur behem ula hafrisha mizeh, then it's a mitzvah to intervene and to separate them from that Lashon Hara, v'chein b'machlokis v'shakru klolos, or any other kind of expression that's usur, getting involved with machlokis, sheker, putting other people down, u'bavanoseinu harabim kama nichshalim mizeh. Unfortunately, we have a difficult time with this. We allow our children to speak negative things about others. And it becomes so much of a habit. This is the way we speak. This is the topic of conversation. To the point where even as they get older and they learn about the fact that speaking like this is actually a really severe iser, kasha lo lifrosh mehergelo. It's very difficult to separate from that habit. Shehurgal bezeh shonim rabos v'hayah hadavar etzlo becheskas heter. If this is the way I'm speaking for years and I have no meaningful hadracha otherwise, it becomes almost impossible to separate myself from that kind of speech. Right? So it's important to keep in mind when we're thinking about being mechanech children, higi lechinech, or to be mafresh mina iser, it's not only mitzvos ben adam lemakom, but it's also mitzvos ben adam lechavero, the way we treat and speak about others. What's that, the way? Listen, practically speaking, To give anyone else's children hadracha is always very complicated. Okay. If that's your position, right? You're the teacher in the classroom, you're the Rebbe, that's one thing. But if I'm just overhearing or overseeing someone else's child do something, often the best thing to do is maybe have a conversation with the parent, just from a practical perspective. Okay, let's see, Vada. This is what we mentioned. When it comes to the age of being mechanechlim and positive mitzvos, that depends on their development, their maturity. When they're old enough to understand what Shabbos is, then you should start educating them in Kiddush and Havdalah. And even though we have a minig of putting on a little cute talus cotton on a boy who's 3 years old, you know, it's a shem, it should take place today. We look forward to the upsharing of the Ackerman mishpacha. Nonetheless, that's not really the age of Hegiyah l'chinuch. It's a nice thing to do if you want to, but it's not part of the actual chinuch. And this is true, he says, if it's training or educating in a mitzvah saseh shel Torah or a mitzvah saseh shel divrei sofrim. However, to start educating when mitzvahs lo saseh, again, makes no difference if it's an iser min haTorah or it's an iser mid divrei sofrim. So then you have to be a bar havana, which is even a younger age. What is the definition of a bar havana? Shemevin sheomrim lo sheze aser lasos o leechol. They understand. It doesn't mean that if you tell them in an aggressive way when they're 2 years old, we don't eat that, put that down. They'll probably put it down, okay? But that doesn't mean they understand that we don't eat that. They're stopping to do whatever they're doing because they're afraid of you. That's not a bar havana, right? So it has to be that they get shemevin kishomrim lo sheze aser lasos leechol. But a child who's not a bar havana at all. So then, ein aviv mitzuva lemono bal korcho, then the father no longer has an obligation to stop him from eating treif, from doing malacha and Shabbos. He has no havana as to why you're stopping him, and therefore, that's not any level of education. Okay. Now, he said the one caveat would be, even a day-old child, to feed Isser directly, that's Aser. Take a look at Tzivkot and Dalid. Aser l'chol adam, not just for the parent, but for any person to feed Isser to another Jew, afilu hatinuk einu bar havana klal, v'davar zehu Aser min haTorah. This is Aser min haTorah, v'yalfinan lo midchsiv. We have three different sources for this. One is regarding shratzim, the iser of eating insects. Lo sochlum, v'kiblu chazal derotza lomer lo sachilum leketanim. That we have a drasha, not only is there an iser for me to eat shratzim, but I can't feed shratzim to ketanim. We also have a second source regarding the iser of dam, of consuming blood. That also we have a drasha, lo sachil leketanim. I can't consume dam, nor can I give it to children. And this is the parsha that we had, v'chein betumos kohanim, ksiv emor v'amarta. We have the double expression in the beginning of parshas emor, emor v'amarta. We have a drasha, emor l'gedolim, sheyomru l'ketanim. That we're teaching the gedolim, but the gedolim, the adults, have an obligation to share and to be madrich to children. V'hine mishlosh mitzvos elu onu lemeidim l'chola Torah kula. From these three mitzvos, we learn out to kol haTorah kula, that anything that's aser, I cannot feed even to a baby. Okay. So let's go through some of our scenarios again, and then we'll see the bir halacha. So scenario number one. The lights are on in the baby's room. Can I tell my four-year-old to turn them off? Or the baby has a rash. Can I ask my three-year-old to turn on the hot water to give the baby a bath? What would you say in those two cases? So the case where the light is on in the room and I want to ask my four-year-old to turn it off, so pashib shad, that would be a problem. Assuming a four-year-old is a bar havana, even if I didn't tell him to turn it off, if I see him that he's about to turn off the light on Shabbos, then I have to step in and say something, right? So l'chora, for me to now instruct him to turn on the light would definitely be usher.
About a 2-3-year-old?
So a 2-3-year-old, they're not a bar havana. So what would you say in that case? So if I'm telling you to turn on the light and you're turning on the light because you think you're doing a mitzvah for tati or mommy, would that be usher or mutter? That would be usher because that's shvisa. I'm obligated in the shvisa of my child if they're doing malacha for me. So here's the Rashba, though. There's a very important Rashba that the Shulchan Aruch does not seem to paskin like, but we'll see from the Be'er Halacha that it is a very, very authoritative shita in the Rishonim, and we'll also explore if and when we could rely on the Rashba, because it could come in handy. So this is the Be'er Halacha on page 3. He's going on the Mechaber where the Mechaber said, you cannot feed Isser to a child of any age, even if the Isser is only Asr Midirabanan. V'das HaRashba V'Haran. De'im HaTinok Tzorech Lekach. If the child needs it, Mutter Afilu Lispos Lo B'Yadayim, then it would be Mutter even to feed him B'Yadayim, Dover Shehu Asr Midirabanan. Something that's usher only midirabanan. Acha mechaber sosim ledina kedasa chalkim. The mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this opinion, and he just paskins like the Rambam and others who say it makes no difference if what you're feeding it is an isser Torah or isser derabanan. Either way, it's problematic. Okay, so what's the opinion of the Rashba? If I'm feeding you, or the application to Shabbos would be, I'm directing you, I'm instructing you to do a malacha, but the malacha is the Rabbanan, and I'm asking you to do it not for me, but for yourself. Or even if it's not for yourself, but it's for your sibling who's also a katan, then the Rashba seems to hold that would not be a violation of Sfinan Le'Biyadayim. Now, the Be'er Halacha goes on to quote a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is responding to the following shaila. Al davar tiltul hasvarim lebeis hakinesis b'makum she'ein eruv al yedei tinok. Person wants to go to shul on Shabbos, and he wants to bring svarim with him, his siddur, his gemara. So carrying outside, we'll assume it's a carmelist. It would be an Issur D'Rabbanan of Hotzah. Yesh lismoch bezeh al harashba. Is he allowed? This is the question he was asking Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Can I rely on the sheet of the Rashba? The Issur D'Rabbanan sfidan le'biyadayim. The Rashba said that by an Issur D'Rabbanan, you're allowed to instruct the child to do that malacha. So can I have my child carry my svarim for me to shul? Ah, so Veheshiv Dizaino. Rabbi Akiva Eiger responds back, no, you can't rely on the Rashba for this. The Haharan Kosav Perakol Kisve Lehedya, the Afler Rashba Sfinanle Raklet Sarko. The Ran explains that the sheet of the Rashba is only you're allowed to feed a child an Isser Medivre Sofrim when it's Litsarko Velo Litsarkenu. But not for our benefit. I can't instruct the child to do a malacha derabanan for me.
How do you see that it's only for the child and not the child in the Rashba?
We never saw the Rashba inside.
I'm saying from the words that were quoted.
So from the words that were quoted, initially, the Be'er Halacha was learning the Rashba like the Ran. And that's why when we first saw this question presented to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we didn't even understand what the question was. It's so simple it should be a problem. So Lemaisa, I didn't photocopy the tshuva of the Rashba with the Rashba's perish on the Gemara. But Lemaisa, the Ran is telling us clearly that the whole heter of the Rashba is only when he's doing it litzor ko or litzorich other ketanim, but not for gedolim. One second, maybe we'll just finish off this line here. Va'adarabba, machinan biyode. To the contrary, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you see the child's about to go take svarim for you, then you have to tell him, oh, thank you so much, but please don't do that. There's no Eruv outside. Please don't carry those svarim for me. V'yesh tekana, however, concludes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there is an Eitzah. Litein latinuk chumash v'sidr. You could give a chumash and a sidr to the child. Sheyisa lebeis hakinesis. Letzorech atzmo liyispalel v'lishmo kriyas haTorah. Why is he carrying it? He's not carrying it for you. I want my child to be able to daven from a siddur and have a chumash to follow on during the laning. Umamele yitztarif hagodoli moli yispala yachad. And once he's bringing it for himself, so then there's no problem of me getting benefit from the malacha that he did for himself, just like the case of bringing in the keys. They did the malacha for themselves, so now we can use the keys to open up the base medrash doors. So it's a very valid point. The poskim do speak about doing this kind of thing consistently is a very, very difficult and confusing message, right? And that could lead to sircha. That could lead to a child just not understanding, you know, what's asur and what's mutter. And I think part of that would probably be if you yourself as a parent are inconsistent, you definitely have to use a lot of context and seichel for this kind of heter. And if you find yourself relying on the Rashba every Shabbos, there's probably something wrong. I remember there's a Rashba, Shin Mem Gimel, Ber Lacha quotes, the Tzorko, yeah. You have to be very careful in how you apply it. But here's the interesting Shaila, right? Let's get back to those two first questions we had. The lights are on the baby's room. Is a four-year-old allowed to turn off the light for the child? Well, turning off a light could even be an incandescent, old-fashioned light bulb. Turning off a light would always be derabanan. It's melacha shein tzricha legufa. So, getting back to that scenario, are you allowed to ask your four-year-old, or even five-year-old, David, the lights are on in the baby's room. You know, generally, we don't turn on and off lights on Shabbos, but the baby's not going to be able to sleep. Can you turn off the lights for the baby? So it sounds like, according to the Rashba, if there's a real tzorich, the answer could be, yeah, that's permissible. Okay, how about the second case? Baby has a rash and can use a warm bath, right? So David now becomes your new Shabbos goy. David, come over here, Boychik. Can you turn on, oh, so turning on the bath would be a deraisa, because as soon as you turn on the hot water, you have cold water, mamish, gushing into the boiler, and he's in violation of Bishul. So Lechora, you wouldn't have the Rashba in that case because he's doing a malacha deraisa. Now there is one interesting potential caveat. And right now we're just trying to explore academically. Please don't make too many applications, Lemaisa. But you could argue, does David know, let's say David's six, right? Does David know that by turning on the hot water, what's happening is that cold water is going into the boiling water, and by me turning on the hot water, I'm cooking the cold water. So it depends, it depends. If it's David Wilkach, he probably knows that. Can I know? Depends on the child. If it's one of my kids, they would not know that. Okay. So you could argue, well, turning on the water is usur because it's a psik resha. Why is a psik resha usur? And that's a big discussion in the Achronim. But if you take the tzad that a psik resha is usur because doing A automatically leads to B, and therefore it's ki'ilu a mechavein for B. It's as if I have intention, that's meleches machsheves, that I'm cooking water. If you have no clue that by turning on the hot water, you're cooking cold water somewhere in the pipes, so then you could argue you're not really doing a melech deraisa. That's not meleches machsheves. If you're not doing a melech deraisa, so then maybe you would have the heter of the Rashba. What's that? For many adults. Looking around the room, looking for the most ignorant adult here. Shmuley, come here. Okay. No, it goes straight in. Cold water goes straight in. Generally speaking, we assume turning on hot water on Shabbos would be an issur d'oraisa. It's a psik resha bishul. Nishtazoi. That's regarding the heater, the boiler turning on. I'm not talking about the boiler turning on. Cold water going at the hot water, that happens immediately. What's that? Okay, so I don't want to get into the hot water sugya. That was just an example here. Oh, that's very good. Very good. But I do want to point out that there is a very, very significant machlokas here in the sheet of the Rashba. When the Rashba says this incredible chiddush, lakula, that even a parent can instruct the child to do malacha for the child's sake or for another child, assuming the malacha is malacha derabbanan, until what age does that heter apply? Let's say the child's already past hagi lechinuch. Child's 8 or 9 years old. So what would you say? If a child's already hagi lechinuch, can you still use the heter of the Rashba of instructing the child to do a malacha derabbanan for himself? Somebody bring me a raya in one direction or the other from what we've seen today. I have a, do you have a raya?
No, just a thought that basically if you're talking about the Rabbanan differently from the writer, you're giving the child a message that, oh, the Rabbanan is okay, you can do whatever. And for Chinuch, that would be very...
It would definitely be a dangerous message to let your kids feel that, it's only the Rabbanan and we don't care that much. Again, this has to be utilized rarely in the right context and the right messaging. But I want to know, in the Rashba, would he say it's mutter even to tell a child to do a malacha derabanan for himself or for a sibling, even if the child is past the gil lechinuch? I think there's a raya.
It's tinuk. Doesn't say
a tinuk. A tinuk could also be a tinuk ben yud gimel shanim. The raya is from Rabbi Akiva Eger. What's the case of Rabbi Akiva Eger? The father wanted to know, can I have my child carry, right, Sidurim and Chamashim to Shul? And Rabbi Akiva Eger's Eitzah was, have him carry the Sidra and the Chumash for himself, so he could daven and follow along in the laning, and then once he's bringing it for himself, so then you could read along. L'chora, if he's davening and he's following along in the laning, so he's probably Higi L'chinuch. So we don't have exact ages, but it seems like from Rabbi Eger, he's applying the Chiddush of the Rashba even above the age of Hegi Lechinuch. Now, practically speaking, how do we pass it on this? Take a look here on page 4. The Chai Yodim, when he brings this machlokis towards the very end of that top paragraph, he mentions this Shita and he says that I found this opinion in the Tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba gives his chiddush that if the katan's doing it for another katan or for himself, he's allowed to do so. Says the Chayadim, Ein lismuch al zeh ela litzorich godel. One should only rely on the Rashba of telling a child to do malacha derabanan for the sake of a child, litzorich godel. Okay? Only in great necessity. Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to be a little bit more embracing of the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, "V'yesh amrim shekol shehu litzorko shel tinuk kagon achilu shtiya lo gazru chachamim klal." Some were of the opinion that as long as it's for the benefit of the child, the Chazal were not gozer. Umutter lachilu biyadayim kol davar she'ein isur ela midivrei sofrim im tzarech lekach, and you'd be allowed to directly give him something that's asur medivrei sofrim, or instruct him to do a malacha that's asur mederabanan if he needs it. Afal pi shehagi lechinuch. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is clear, like our diak from Rabbi Akiva Eger, that even if the child is 7 or 8, this chiddush of the Rashba could apply. Aval im eino tzarech lekach. But if lemais the child doesn't need it, meaning it would be convenient to turn off the lights in this room, but we could also put the baby in a different room. So then that's not called tzarech lekach. Then osur l'achil afilu einu bar havana. Then it would be osur to give anything that's osur midirabanan, even to less than a bar havana. So getting back to our cases, let's say the fridge light was left on before Shabbos. Am I allowed to ask a child to turn off the fridge light? Anything you're doing for the whole family is probably the same thing as the case where he's putting out the fire, right? you have to stop him. As long as he's a bar havana, or even less than a bar havana. Let's say he was mamish 3, and somehow he picks up on the fact the light's on, and I want to turn it off for my family, I would still have to stop him, because even less than a bar havana, if he's doing it for mommy and tati, right, I have to stop him. Having a child carry my reading glasses to shul, no heter whatsoever. Unless he could put the glasses on for himself and I could look through the lenses, that's not going to work, right? So having him carry the glasses for me would not be a heter. Oh, so that was the case where you have a 1.5-year-old child and you want the light to go off. So can you hold him by the light switch, hoping that he's going to do that? What would you say? So, lemaise, lechora, that's mutter, as long as the child doesn't think he's doing it for you. Oh, so this happens to be a major misconception. The whole idea of remiza, of hinting, that might apply to a non-Jew, in only in limited circumstances. But there's no such thing as remiza to a kotel. The what?
Don't do it.
Oh. Little reverse psychology. Just please, please, whatever you do, don't turn off the light. Don't turn off the light. We had right. So we pull him away immediately. If it's a 5-year-old, you want to hold your 5-year-old by the light switch, and he's still into that. That would be problematic because he's a bar havana. You have to be mafrish, so you can't hold him on the light switch. I remember back in many, many years ago, we took a child to the doctor on Shabbos from doctor, and he had to turn on the light to look inside of the ear. So he took his finger like this, and he turned it on like that. So I said, doctor, if you're trying to make yourself feel better, maybe that worked. But if you're doing anything halachically, that was mamish nothing. Okay? You could have asked me to do it for you. It's not right. So you can't take the kid's finger and do that. You know, you can't put his finger on the switch where you're mamish like he's an extension of yourself. Holding the child by the light, lechora, be the same thing as taking the kids out to the street. If they pick up the keys because they want to, that's okay. The child turns off the light because it's fun to turn off the light switch. That would be okay as well. So again, these are some of the ideas here. Not to take overly lenient, but in the case of a Shasat Chak, good to be aware of the Shita Sarashba. Shkoyach.
When does Lifnei Hashem come into play in all of this?
Lifnei Hashem, what do you mean?
Hashem's always watching, so you're coming up.